Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text which serves as the basis for this morning's proclamation is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 55. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, Merry Christmas. As the heavens are higher than the earth, as the heavens are higher than the earth, how high is that exactly? The farthest known star from Earth is Icarus. It is 5 billion light years away. None of us are going there anytime soon. It is just one example to give us a little perspective on how high the heavens are above the earth, how high the thoughts of God are above our thoughts. And yet how foolish it is that you and I so often think that we can figure God out. We think we've got God tied up neatly in a box, so that he does what we want him to do and he thinks what we want him to think. We like to say things like, my God thinks this way. My God always does such and such. My God has no problem with whatever behavior we might be talking about. As if we put boundaries on God. As if we're in control of God. As if we're above God. But in fact, the ways of God, the reasons for his mighty acts, are as above our thoughts and plans as the star Icarus is above the ground on which we stand. God's thoughts and ways are beyond human understanding. Which makes today's celebration that much more amazing. As far as his thoughts are above our thoughts, as beyond our grasp as God is, he has stooped to our level. God's lofty heavenly wisdom came down from the heavens to earth. As God goes on to say in Isaiah 55, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that for which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. In Jesus, God's word came down to us. In Jesus, God's word came down to us. That last sentence, it's easy to say. It's very hard to comprehend. Because think about the power of God's word. When God speaks his mighty word, things happen. At creation, God merely spoke the word, "Let there be light." And light appeared. By his word, he placed the star into the sky that is our sun today. By his word, he called all the other stars into existence, even Icarus. As it says in Psalm 147, he determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. The word works. It does what God sends it to do. When the time was right, God sent that all-powerful word to earth. The word who was and is God to take on human flesh, be born among us to be our Savior. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. Impossible. And yet, as Mary confessed, with God, all things are possible. This is not a plan that you and I would have put together. This is not how we would have done things. we would have come up with something more reasonable, something more acceptable, something more doable. But God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and His ways higher than our ways. So the Word came among us as a helpless infant in a manger in Bethlehem. The Word, the wisdom of God, came to us in a way that the world could not and would not recognize or understand. The mighty creating Word came among us, not in power, but in weakness, as a newborn who needed to be diapered and fed and rocked to sleep. And when Jesus, the Word and the wisdom of God, grew to adulthood, He began to teach. As He traveled among the people of God, He taught with all the wisdom of God. His words are words on which we are to build our lives. To ignore His words is to invite trouble into our lives. When Jesus, the Word made flesh, speaks, we should listen as closely as we possibly can, and we should put into practice what we hear. But Jesus didn't come just to give us principles of godly living. He knew that even when we had heard His teachings, we're still sinners, we're still rebellious, we still mess up. And so Jesus, the Word of God, the wisdom of God, came to do something else, something more. He won for us forgiveness and eternal life, achieving our salvation and giving it to us by grace. Again, in ways and by methods that are far beyond anything we could have imagined, because God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts and His ways higher than our ways. Jesus, the Word of God, the wisdom of God, was nailed to the cross as a helpless victim. The Son of God took onto Himself the penalty of death, the penalty that we earned and that we deserve. That was God's plan to save us. Jesus died for your sins and rose again in victory over sin and death for you. In Him, you are made right with God and you have new and eternal life. What does the world think of this? The Apostle Paul talks about this. He says the world can't figure this out. The idea of a baby in a manger, where is the power in that? The Son of God hanging helpless on a cross, where is the wisdom in that plan? Does that even work? How can the death of one man save everyone from death? Paul says, where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? None of this is something that you and I can sit down and logically put together. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are made able to say, thanks be to God. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. His plans are as far above our head as the star Icarus, and farther still than that. And so we ponder the manger in Bethlehem, and we see there a weak and helpless infant. He doesn't look wise. He doesn't look powerful. But He is the one who called light into existence, who gave stars their names. He is Christ Jesus, God in human flesh, Christ who is the Word of God, the wisdom of God. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.